My own experiences in my life as a woman have been shaped by instances where the perception of my gender negatively affected my thoughts and behaviour. The microaggressions faced by women in their everyday lives are so often encountered that they become invisible. For me personally, one of the most damaging instances of this occurred through the diagnosis and treatment of my major depressive disorder. When I was 13, I began to have negative thoughts and feelings that persisted for months, but when I raised this issue with a counsellor, I was told that it's just your hormones, most girls go through this. This experience, when my emotions and my feelings were completely invalidated, scared me off getting help so much that it took 3 years and a gradual worsening in my symptoms for me to seek help again. However, I still continued to face this perception of myself as a dramatic teenage girl. I felt that my issues and my emotions were not being taken seriously at all. This problem came to a head when I was lying in a hospital bed the morning after a suicide attempt. Again being condescended to and treated like I was just a typical teenage girl, hormonal, emotional, and overdramatic, by a person that was supposed to be helping me. This experience of invalidation is not unique to me. Many women in mental health crises are treated this way, stemming from the perception of women as weak and hormonal. Men with mental health problems are also treated this way, due to the view of emotions as something that is feminine and therefore bad. These views affect many other aspects of women's lives. Women are not often seen to be capable of politics, with many claiming that they are too hot-headed to make rational decisions. There needs to be education to make a change in this view of women. If this perception of women as emotional and incapable is lost, so many of the problems facing women will be able to be combated. There will be more women in parliament and more women in the workforce in positions of power, more able to make decisions to benefit the wider community. This is why gender equality is so important to me and my community. It benefits everyone and allows everybody to live in a happier and more functional environment.